Hey you guys, it's Lauren here. So in today's episode, Katie's gonna give us her best tips on staying healthy during the holidays. She's gonna talk about how to approach a party, exercise around a holiday party, and lots of other really great tips. We also wanted to mention our sound quality. We're working super hard to figure out that sound quality. So thanks for hanging in there with us. We are brand new podcasters. This is not an expertise at all. So we're learning as we go. We really appreciate you guys listening while things aren't exactly perfect. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Katie, I'm so excited for you to give us your tip on staying healthy in the holidays.
Well, I am excited to give them. And yeah, I was thinking about this. They're really more tips for life. Because there's always, you know, it's the holidays, but there's always going to be a birthday party. It's always someone's, there's always some reason for, you know, the same habits to kind of kick in.
Did you see that thing going around the internet that was like, I like how Americans pretend like Thanksgiving is the only day we overeat?
Yes, I had to repost it because... It's so true. People freak out and it's okay.
It's
well,
so
let's go back to what you do every day. Same thing.
Yeah.
So
I'm so excited to get your specific opinion because I could talk about this forever, but you are the official RD and I am just a normal person. You are awesome.
Number one is definitely plan ahead. You know, so if you know you're going to a party that day, right? Let's say, you know, you have a holiday party in the evening, plan ahead. Are you going to exercise in the morning? Are you going to, you know, eat a little lighter lunch and breakfast, knowing to give yourself a little more wiggle room in the evening?
Okay, so a question about that, because this is something that people do on Thanksgiving. They won't eat lunch so that they can eat more at dinner. So how far would you run with that?
That drives me crazy because it's like starving yourself, right? If you go to, you know, there's all these goodies in front of you and you're starving, obviously you're going to have zero self-control. You're going to want to just eat everything, right? You're hangry and no one makes good decisions when you're hangry. Let's say you typically eat a big breakfast with eggs and, you know, maybe bacon and a grain or toast or some sort, right? So eat a hearty breakfast or oatmeal, you know, try to pick something a little bit lighter. So maybe that's Greek yogurt or eggs, you know, without all the cheese, but something that still has a lot of good nutrients and is going to fill you up, but not necessarily high in calories.
Okay. So like just trim back on the food earlier before the party.
Right.
Okay. Number two.
Number two, this is our solution to everything, is exercise. I always say plan for 7 days of exercise. Plan for every day because life will give you a rest day. Would you not agree?
So true. People should think of this as like you're not necessarily killing yourself every day in the gym, but you're doing something to remain active. Something that's not just your normal, like, walking around the office. It has to be something additional, but it doesn't have to be crazy, right?
Yes. Like, my rule is, you know, get your heart rate up for at least 30 minutes a day. Because sometimes we don't have time for a full hour, you know. Sometimes my workouts are, I have 15, 20 minutes, and that's it. But science shows that even just 10 minutes of exercise still gives benefits. I don't know about
so
you,
true.
But... I feel like when I do exercise, especially in the morning, I'm so much more likely and more motivated to make healthier choices throughout the day. I have more mental clarity. I'm more focused.
I definitely agree with the mental clarity. At a party, if I've worked out that morning, I just feel like my head is more clear and I don't need to like dive into the junk food to have a good time.
Yes. You know, I always think of how I'm going to feel after when I eat a bunch of junk. Sometimes it's worth it and I think about how I'll feel and I say, oh, you know, this is worth the indulgence, but most of the times you can talk yourself out of it.
Okay, so what's number three?
So number three, you know, going back to actually your eating habits, is practice mindful eating. So do you know what mindful eating is?
I do, or I used to, but just pretend like I don't because I need a refresh.
We could definitely do a whole episode on mindful eating because there's so much to learn and it really is a practice. I feel like it's not something you just do once and you're done. It's something that you really have to practice at. Just like doing yoga, you know, they say yoga is a practice. But in a nutshell, it's, you know, using your senses to eat. So I feel like I'm on the go all the time. And there's so many times where I am eating so fast, I don't even realize, you know, you forget what you even ate. You don't even get to enjoy it or chew your food because you're just shoveling it down.
How would you recommend someone mindful eat in a party situation? At home or at like at the office, you can kind of get away and eat by yourself. But how do you do it when you're like snacking and talking to people?
Yeah, I think it depends on the party. So I think of like if it's a sit down family dinner, you know, during that dinner, do your best to pick foods that you will enjoy and, you know, slow down to eat. But you're right, you're not always... You're not always in that setting. Sometimes you're in more of a party setting.
A lot of the parties that I go to, maybe there will be a meal later, but like there's a ton of appetizers. So people are kind of standing around the food table. Now, I guess you could say like you can eat and then talk, instead of because like you probably do end up eating more because you're eating and talking. So maybe I just answered my own question.
Yeah, I would agree. Or I always tell people, you know, to stay away from, if you can. I guess, you know, sometimes it's unavoidable, but stand away from the buffet line so you're not, you know, of course, if a bowl of chips and stuff are in front of you, it's instinct. It's just hand to mouth nonstop. But if you have something else in your hand, you know, maybe it's, maybe you're sipping on a cocktail or just water, you know, something to kind of keep your, almost as like a distraction.
Yeah. So what are the benefits of doing mindful eating?
There's been actually a lot of studies done, most likely going to eat less because, well, number one, you're eating slower, right? You have to slow down and chew and look at your food and actually taste it. And because you're eating slower, you're giving your body time to actually get full.
That's the key for so many of us is that you just like eat until you're past full and you don't, because you didn't realize it.
Exactly. And just getting back in tune with our bodies and, you know, listening. Am I hungry? Do I actually like this food or am I just eating it because it's there?
I'm sure you've heard this, but I heard that after like the first two bites, you don't enjoy it as much. So you really should only take like two bites of something that's like decadent. And then you could be done with it because after that, you're just not enjoying it as much. Have you ever heard something like that?
Yeah, I actually, at my internship, I did a whole project on mindful eating with students during their finals week. So it was all about how to de-stress. And one of those that we encouraged was mindful eating. And I had people do this exercise where they ate a piece of dark chocolate. And I had them go very, like, an intense mindful eating. Like, it took, you know, a whole 5 minutes just for them to eat this piece of chocolate, which was kind of weird, but fun. And a lot of the people said that they didn't even enjoy it.
Funny.
Which they were surprised about. I mean, some people did enjoy it. It was the opposite effect, right? They enjoyed it more because they were actually tasting it. But others, you know, were like, oh, wait, I'm actually tasting it. And I realize I don't like the taste of chocolate as much as I thought I did.
Oh, wow. That's really funny.
Yeah. I have people do it with like almonds too. I think so often nuts are one too that you eat so fast and you don't really taste them. But an almond, if you actually taste it, it actually does have a lot of taste to it.
I agree with almonds. They are one of my favorite foods and I actually do eat them very slowly.
I go in phases. I usually eat too many for a while and then I get burnt out on almonds.
Okay. So what are we on? Fourth tip?
This will be number four. If you've heard of MyPlate, if you're late to the game, a while back they changed the dietary guidelines from the food pyramid because we realized we don't eat our foods in triangles. That didn't really make sense logically. So they changed it to MyPlate. So my fourth tip is to make half of your plate look like MyPlate. So what I'm getting at that is making at least half your plate of fruit and vegetables. Which sounds easy, but that's pretty hard at a party.
So half your plate should be fruits and vegetables.
Yes. So, and I'm not talking green bean casserole, right? Because that's that's covered in any sort of dense cream sauce. It's always going to be higher in calories. So maybe it's raw vegetables. Maybe there's, you know, a fruit tray. And a lot of times I'll get this, well, there's not an option. Well, then you be the person who brings it. You know, bring something healthy that you know, okay, at least that's going to be an option.
Amen. I have been doing this for my whole entire adult life. And I know some people are kind of like uncomfortable with being like the healthy person in the group, but I would encourage everyone, like, be that person that's going to bring something that tastes good, but it's also healthy.
And I have such a funny story that you bring that up. So actually at Thanksgiving, my work had a little Thanksgiving dinner, right? And it was at 4 p.m., right? I get off work at 5, and then I go to teach my group fitness classes, right? I was teaching like P90X at 5:30.
Yeah.
I'm the dietitian in the office, so I going around picking out lighter things that were, you know, less fat. They were definitely the healthier options in there. But for me, I was choosing those options because of I knew I had to go exercise in a little bit, and I didn't want all that food sitting in my stomach, and I already know it doesn't sit well, especially when I'm going to go exercise and jump around. So the whole time I was getting like shamed for eating healthy, you know, people saying like, oh, well, maybe if we ate like that, we'd look like her, and all these kind
so
of
uncomfortable,
so uncomfortable. But it just made me realize, you know, you are going to get shamed either way, whether you're the unhealthy person or you're the healthy person. So it's like, pick one, you might as well be the healthy person. You know, 99% of the time, that person who's making those comments is because, you know, they're insecure, and they, at the end of the day, you're probably, this is what I tell myself, that you're probably inspiring them to make healthier choices, and they just wish that they had the, I don't know.
Yeah, and most of the time, they're saying it in good fun, but it's frustrating being the person that's getting it.
Right. So you just you just have to own it and just laugh. And
yeah, you do. You just got to be bigger than it. Okay. Next up.
Tangent. My next tip is step away from the finger food. So those are the items that you definitely eat mindlessly. You know, so definitely I would say make a little plate of things that you actually enjoy. You know, if you can get chips, if you eat chips and salsa all the time and you can eat chips and salsa anywhere you go, don't go for the chips and salsa. Go for, you know, those items, something that's new that you've never tried, or just different things that are, I don't want to say worth it, because I don't like really like to use that word, that, you know, food's worth it, but make it, you know, count. You know, don't try a little, try a little bit of everything, but if it's a party food that you're not, you don't get all the time, then, you know, take it.
Yeah, honestly, that kind of ties in with be more mindful about what you choose.
Right, I agree. Like, or chocolate chip cookies, right? You can have chocolate chip cookies any time of year. Pick something at the dessert table that you don't get to try very often, or it really is a treat. You know, it's something that, is an indulgence.
Specifically for holidays, around the holidays, there are a lot of those things that people only eat around the holidays. Would you encourage people to have their mom's cookies that they have each year? I don't know. What would you recommend around that?
Some people have the all or nothing mindset. I am definitely, you know, moderation is my middle name. I like enjoying all different foods, and I, you know, encourage clients to have things in moderation, you know, but on the flip side, if one cookie for you isn't enough and you find yourself eating, you know, a whole sleeve or a whole dozen cookies, it sounds extreme, but, you know, that happens. That's a, you know, a sign of binge eating. And if that's you, then maybe, you know, there's something else you need to work out, and don't put yourself in those situations that are triggers, I guess. That's a whole nother topic too.
Yeah, I'm definitely more towards to that side. And the thing is, there's binging, but there's also like just liking the cookie so much that you just want to keep eating them, and you have to like physically tell yourself. It's not like you're binging because of like an emotional reason. It's more just like you just want to keep enjoying it 12 times.
Yeah.
So there is another side to it, but you just have to be, once again, you just have to be mindful.
Yeah. You know, or if it's something like that, like let's say it's your mom, you know, your mom makes them. If it's something that you can, you know, have them make a lot and then freeze them and bring them out throughout the year. So that way, you know, you can enjoy it in that moment and then tell yourself, I don't need to eat it all because I can enjoy this later on. I don't have to have it all at once.
Ooh, I like that.
Food is not just what we eat. There's so much more dynamic to it. It's emotional, it's social, it's cultural. It's not just eat it or don't. There's so much more that goes into it.
Yeah, and that makes me think of another thing. I know that 90% of the people listening to this are going to say disgusting, and that's fine. I'm fine with it. But at Easter, I am a peep eater. I have to have like 3 peeps for it to be Easter, and that's it. And I don't feel like I need to eat 100 of them, but I like peeps, and I will stand here and put my stick in the ground, and I don't care what all you haters have to say. But it is not Easter without peeps.
And I love that. I think it goes back to that. It's part of the holiday for you. You're not doing that every day. It's, you know, it's about what you're doing the rest of the week versus that one party. Try to find balance throughout the rest of your week. Eat healthier. Plan ahead. Not even that day, just way before. Let's say Monday, you tell yourself you're going to get your workouts in. You're going to eat all your servings of fruits and vegetables in. And by the time that party comes around, it's one day. It's one meal. And for the record, I am team no peeps. That has nothing to do with nutritional value. I just do not like peeps.
Yeah, I respect that. That it's not just because they obviously don't have any nutritional value. Holla at you, girl, if you have peeps on Easter.
My aunt makes a peep cake.
No, thank you.
It is. I think it's chocolate. I think it's chocolate cake. It's really cute, but I don't want to eat it. It's chocolate cake and then all these peeps baked on top, but all these different colors. It's pretty cute.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to try to look that up, put that on our Instagram page. If you have a picture by chance, send it.
I'll have to find one. Yes.
Love you, Aunt.
Aunt Susan.
So do you have any other tips for us?
I have one last tip, and it is keep it simple, stupid. I don't think you're stupid, but take a deep breath, and it's not the end of the world. Just keep, wake up, work out, eat healthy, you know, do your best. I hate to think of putting calorie restrictions. For me, I would rather think, did I eat a vegetable today? And I guarantee you the majority of the people will say, no, I did. It's, you know, it's lunchtime or it's dinner and I have yet to eat 2 vegetables. So, you know, keep it simple. Think in those terms. Don't overstress yourself out about it. It's one day, it's one season. Just brush yourself off and get back to your goals.
Heck yeah. I like that. As always, if you had a bad night, you thought you were going to go into the party and be casual about the eating. And then you got in there and you're just, you know,
out of control.
Too many drinks or something. And yeah, and you went nuts. Oh, well, big freaking deal. Sometimes you need some tough love and sometimes you just need a pat on the back.
I agree.
It's fine.
Any other things that you personally or you think that our listeners would struggle with?
I don't think so. But if people have specific questions for you, can they send them to us and maybe do like a couple follow-up questions?
I would love that. We could either answer them on Instagram or, you know, if they're really in-depth questions, if we're getting the same questions, we could totally do another episode on, you know, just a couple questions. Please send us your questions.
Tell us the questions you have, people. Katie's here with her expertise. All right, awesome. That makes me excited for the parties to come. I mean, I have one like every Saturday and Sunday until New Year's.
That's fun, though.
So I'm prepared. Oh, it's super fun. I'm really excited about it. But I feel more prepared to go in there and just be my normal self and have a good time.
Right. Focus on the reason you're there. It's for family. It's for friends. It's not to ruin your diet. Exactly.
Amen. Okay, sweet. So any last...
I think that wraps it up. We could talk forever, nutrition. Let's be real.
Oh, heck yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you have any comments or questions for us, find us on Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour. There's a post for each episode, so just leave your comment below. We appreciate all of our listeners, and we'd love to hear from you. See you guys later.